This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Malaysians are going crazy. This is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandu. People are walking around aimlessly on the streets, malls, parks and housing areas. And all of them have this one common symptom. They're holding their phones in front of them while they're swiping upwards vigorously. So this phenomenon is apparently called Pokemon Go. It's the world's most popular augmented reality game that has took the world by storm and paved the way for future augmented reality or AR games. However, just like any other technology, it presents a lot of security risk in the data privacy area. And here with me today to talk about the era of gaming and interactions and the risk it carries along is Nigel Tan. He's the ASEAN Technical Leader at IBM Security at IBM. Nigel, welcome to the show. AR games, they are leveraging on, you know, the smartphone's camera, the screen, the GPS. It's something that feels very normal, but this is the first time that we're sort of seeing all of it combined together into one application, which is Pokemon Go, and it's became a global phenomenon. However, as I mentioned earlier, there are a lot of risks involved. How does a game like this makes a gamer or a user vulnerable, Nigel?
Well, Jeff, yeah, it's a very great question, and I think more so in the light that these AR games are taking the world by storm, and as you correctly mentioned, you know, the Pokemon Go is the first of these to really hit it big. One of the big threats, I think that users would face would be from the physical standpoint, yeah. Right? You've heard of incidents already of people either getting caught playing it while in the car, you know, and getting fined for it. But more importantly, is a safety issue, right? Because while they are concentrating on these on their devices, they may not be doing so much on the road, right? Concentrating so much on the road. The other thing also is there have been incidences where people have trespassed into places where they shouldn't have been, or gone down these dark, lonely alleys where it may not be the safest place.
Because we're sort of unaware of the surrounding, and you know the whole point of the game, especially there's a warning thing, it pops up whenever you start the game. Please be aware of your surrounding, because that's the number one security risk here. It's the physical security that you bring along.
Exactly. And people do tend to wander off, right? yourself, your kids, yeah. Right? May also tend to wander off. And so that's all from the physical threats that may face a player. Mm. The other thing also to take a look at, though, is the data privacy issues, which are associated with this and any other games. Take, for example, the amount of information that gets collected by these apps. In the past, when you're just playing a normal game, you know, it might just link up to Facebook or link up to some social media and display your stats. Now, these apps obviously know where you are, know where you're frequenting, right? And so that builds a profile of yourself as a user on where you go, and that data is valuable. Mm.
And obviously, games before Pokemon Go were already accessing our data, and you know they were already reading our contacts, and you know they ask for permissions. You know, is the phone allowed to read your camera, your contacts, your you know Gmail, and all that? How is Pokemon Go different in terms of the augmented reality world? Is it because they also sort of can track your footsteps into where you're walking and where you're heading and your behaviors?
It does, yes. Wow. So obviously, it's tracking your where you are. It is a location-based game, so you do have to turn on location services. So it knows where you are, where you frequent, how fast you get there. All right, so it knows whether you're driving, which routes you take. It counts the number of steps you take as well. So it could probably figure out how fit you are. So all these are important data privacy areas that users should be aware of, right? And making sure that they keep it secure.
And how is this, you know, translates to maybe like, you know, mobile transaction and banking? Because, you know, we carry a lot, you know, we do banking these days on our mobile phones, most of it. Do they have any relation to, do they present a risk in terms of, you know, me using, you know, from you doing mobile banking and stuff? Because, you know, obviously those, again, access all my data, you know.
Yes, that's right. So I think with the advent of the consolidation of all services to the mobile device. I mean, it's organizational. Whether I use the mobile device for business or personal, it's all coming together, and also for my own banking transactions. I think the big risk comes a lot in the sense of people who are downloading, you know, the periphery applications, right? So in games, a lot of people will want to maybe, you know, look at walkthroughs. They want to have better maps, or they may choose to even cheat, right? And that leads them to either potentially jailbreaking their device or rooting their device, which removes a lot of that security, right? These apps that they get as well may not come from, you know, really legitimate sources. And some criminals, cyber criminals, may actually be creating these apps to actually give people a reason to download on the phone so that they can then affect the their banking or go after their banking credentials. Mm.
And it's very hard to identify, because these days a lot of these apps that, you know, may probably came from a different source, but you may be fooled by thinking that it's legit because of the way it looks and the way it's being presented to you.
Exactly. It's very easy to come up with a great-looking screenshot. It's very easy to come up with a great-looking icon and even a write-up that looks very professional. And a lot of users get fooled. What does happen then is, you know, they'll latch in to your banking application, and they'll start stealing credentials. They can even go as far as reading your SMSs.
Wow.
So in Malaysia, for example, a lot of the banks have already gone into two-factor authentication through SMSs.
Mm.
Well, guess what? That's not really safe anymore if the applications are able to pick up those SMSs.
Mm. Right. It seems there are lots of negativity around Pokemon Go, but we assure you there's some positive into technologies like this, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. I'm speaking to Nigel Tan. He's the ASEAN Technical Leader at IBM Security. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandu, and I'm speaking to Nigel Tan. He's the ASEAN Technical Leader at IBM Security. And obviously, if you talk about security, we have to talk about Pokemon Go, because that's the one big thing that struck Malaysia on Saturday, I think about 9 a.m. and, you know, Malaysians went crazy. Nigel, are you playing Pokemon Go? I'm sure you have to play, because we are talking about Pokemon Go. Definitely, I'm playing because I'm doing research.
Just like you, Jeff. I've done some research. I've downloaded the game. You know, I've played a bit with it.
So, yeah. So yeah. We kind of enjoy it. But, you know, we are talking here about the risk it represents. And early on, we talked to, you know, how augmented reality is a new technology. You know, there are a lot of things, a lot of concerns. Especially if, you know, you're venturing off trying to download walkthroughs or cheat codes and stuff. It seems there's a lot of negativity around this. However, augmented reality does have some positive effect as well. Especially, you know, maybe it's only a matter of time before banks and retailers, they introduce ARs, you know, part of like their customer engagement or even interaction, and possibly even retention of their staffs as well, right? Or even customers. What would be your advice on, you know, those who are trying to now bank in on augmented reality?
Yeah. So it's a very good point, Jeff. I think augmented reality is here to stay, and there's a lot of applications for it. One of the big things that organizations, from an organizational standpoint, that they have to take care of is, firstly, their ability to authenticate the user. They need to know that it's the right user that's actually using that device, right? And they can do that through a matter of either two-factor authentications, you know, identifying devices, even down to the point of putting fraud detection systems in place, so that when they see transactions coming in or you know, whatever activities coming in, they're able to determine whether this is from a legitimate user or whether that's from, you know, somebody malicious, right, who's taken over an account. The other thing also that organizations should be looking at doing is then protecting the data. As I mentioned earlier, these augmented reality applications generate a lot of data, not just on the transactions itself, but about the user. And organizations do have to protect that information. So data protection, making sure, you know, the databases that you're putting it on is secure. Your application itself has to be, you have to make sure that it's not vulnerable.
Mm. What about the consumer? What do I need to do in order to keep my, you know, transactions or even my data safe and secure?
Yeah. So as a consumer, firstly, understand the permissions that the application is asking of you, right? I think one of the things that, was brought up, in fact, with the iOS version of Pokemon Go was that it actually needed full access to your Google account if you were using your Google account, right? And that means that it could read your mails, it could see all your private photos, everything, right? It could even send mails for you. So understand the access. I understand, you know, the developers are trying to are going to fix that. But most importantly is understand what the app, what application permissions you're granting, right? And make a conscious decision on whether you want to grant that. With some of the Android devices, there are actually options to selectively enable or disable, you know, specific permissions. So I urge users to understand those permissions and to enable or disable them. The other thing also is to be aware of what you share, right? So you, it's the same with any social media account, right? You wouldn't want to put too much information of yourself out there because that could be used as a phishing attack on you, right? And in fact, nowadays we're seeing a what we call smishing, which is actually a SMS version of phishing. Right? So that's becoming more and more prevalent as well.
Right. So it's back to SMS then for these guys.
Now. Yeah, it is, particularly with mobile devices.
Right. What are the risks about, you know, sideloading Pokemon Go onto the devices or even like spoofing our GPS because we're quite lazy that way. We just want to sit down.
So you don't want to walk.
Don't want to walk around. But, you know, a lot of, some people have done this, you know. What's they the do. Risk that it represents them?
They do. So firstly, a lot of people who do this, when they sideload applications, they take it from unknown sources, right? So they either download it off the internet, they turn off a specific feature in Android, it allows you to install from untrusted sources. And the problem with that, that's the security feature you're basically turning off, right? Because it you don't know the veracity of these applications that are coming in. It could be a malware writer who, you know, promises you free coins, Pokecoins, but, you know, it doesn't... in return for that, it actually steals your banking credentials and he goes out and steals, you know, money.
He steals your coins instead.
Exactly.
You know?
Your real world coins. So that's one of the big problems. The other thing also, and you talk about GPS spoofing, a lot of these applications require you to jailbreak your phone, right? And jailbreaking a phone basically removes all the security controls that have been put in place by Apple or Google. So it's really important for users to be aware and you know resist it, that temptation to do these things.
Now, for those who have maybe you know downloaded you know through different means before it was officially launched here in Malaysia, they've been doing their you know GPS spoofing before it was officially launched here in Malaysia. Now that they've listened to this, they're probably you know sweating and they're a bit scared at the moment. Maybe a silly question to ask, but how do you sort of uninstall everything cleanly in order for you to you know get on through the official way? Is there like a, you know is it as easy as just removing it from your device or is there more layers underneath that we...
Sometimes it's as easy as just removing it, uninstalling the app. However, I think from a security standpoint, I suggest that users be a little bit more proactive. Take a look at endpoint antivirus, anti-malware solutions, all right, to install those and you know run scans. And anti-malware solutions will also tell you whether an app is trusted or not.
Wow.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that's a good plus point. Sometimes it requires that the phone be put on safe mode before the app is uninstalled. And there have been cases of malware, which is just so, it gets just in so deep and so ingrained that the only way is actually to do a factory reset of the phone.
All right. So what, if all things fail, just you know do
a factory,
factory reset.
Yes, of the phone. That's the surest way to get it.
All right. What are the three things that a company or an individual should keep in mind when using you know AR type of services, products, solutions? Just as a wrap up for this interview.
All right. So I think organizations should be aware that you know these applications are out there and there will be more coming. So in order, and particularly from an organization standpoint, they want to make sure that their data, especially as I mentioned, if the user is using their phone for both business and their own personal time, they want to make sure that their business data is secure, right? So making sure that it's sandboxed and the applications are, and the data on the phone is well protected, as well as any connections back to their organization.
All right. Now, Nigel, obviously your job is going to be a lot tougher now because, well, you know, AR is here and it's definitely here to stay. Everyone is going to be glued to their phones, you know, when they walk around, we see these phenomenons happening here.
Yes.
What is it that overall that you're sort of excited about? Because there seems to be, you know, a lot of, you know, negativity and a lot of, you know, fear of new technologies that presents to us. But there is some fun elements towards it as well. What are you, you know, excited or looking forward to, especially when it comes to 2017, when, you know, VR also is coming into play as well?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, so don't get me wrong. I think AR, as you rightly pointed out, is here to stay. It is a real killer app for, you know, mobile devices. And nowadays, they're talking about wearable technology and wearable technology as well. So it does present a enriched a really enriching experience for users as they go around and they're able to, you know, get more information than what they see with just their two eyes. So definitely, I'm excited about that. Users will be more connected. And certainly, it does, of course, raise areas of security that users should be aware of and take the right steps in order to make sure that they're safe. Yeah.
It always just comes down to the first ever security advice that I ever got was, if it's too good to be true, it's probably fake already. So, you know, if you see anything that says Pokemon coins for free, it's not.
Exactly.
It's definitely fake. Anyways, I've been speaking to Nigel Tan. He's the ASEAN technical leader at IBM Security, and we've been talking about a lot on how to stay safe and also still enjoy games that are utilizing new technologies like the Pokemon Go and augmented reality. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station. We'll be right back.